Friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
This is VOA Sunny Young in Washington. Welcome to the Sunny Side of Sports. It's time to climb between the ropes once again with our reigning prince of pugilistics, Nnamdi Hollywood Moeta. Good evening, Nnamdi.
And a good evening, Sonny.
Great to have you back on the show, Nnamdi. Let's begin with the big boys, the heavyweight division. Anthony Joshua getting ready to fight for the very first time here in the United States. He'll take on American Jarrell Miller on June 1st at Madison Square Garden in New York. What's the latest on Joshua Miller, Nnamdi?
Sonny is the first big heavyweight clash that will bring homeboy across the pond, and the tickets are moving real fast, Sonny. I mean, we're expecting a sellout of close to 20,000 people. Imagine all the people coming in from Britain, from the UK. It's a direct flight from London to New York, you know. So excitement is building. Adding to that, Jarrell Miller is what we call a trash talker. I would call him the American trash talker. And when you have a trash talker, Sonny, it moves tickets, you know. Some people may not like it, but when you trash talk, ticket units will move fast, you know. So we're very glad that the trash talker is involved in this fight in New York City.
Nnamdi, you mentioned how the tickets are moving fast. Can you break down the ticket prices for our VOA boxing fans? Like, if you wanted to be ringside on June 1st, what would you pay?
Oh, come on, Sonny. You know, this is New York City. You know, I mean, the entertainment capital of the globe, you know. If you want to pay ringside, you better be dropping like $5,000. That is the face value. By close to fight night, that $5,000 can become $10,000, you know. It's not just for everybody down the street going to be ringside. I'm talking about your Jay-Z, Beyonce, Floyd Mayweather. Yeah, those cards can drop at $10,000 and no sweat, you know. But me and you, we drop $2,000, we're sweating, funny.
Nnamdi, I know you realize Madison Square Garden has such a great fight pedigree. I remember Muhammad Ali fighting Joe Frazier, their very first fight right there at Madison Square Garden. What about this curiosity factor? Do you think American fans want to check out who exactly is Anthony Joshua?
Sonny, yes, they will, but let me back up a little bit. We have two Africans, as a matter of fact, three Africans that have fought at Madison Square Garden. Samuel Peter, former heavyweight champion of the world from Nigeria, Azuma Nelson from Ghana, and the late Dick Tiger. All these warriors have performed at Madison Square Garden. Yes, American fight fans, they love a knockout artist. Anthony Joshua is a knockout artist. He brings the knockout. But if he's that kind of a fighter that runs around the ring and grabs and gives us a 12 boring rounds, American fight fans will stay home. But they want to look at this big boy who's part African and part British that comes in there. He doesn't say much, but he can knock you out. He can deliver the knockout. Go back and look at his record, Sonny. Come on now. I mean, we're talking about a cat that has 22 fights and 21 knockouts in Anthony Joshua.
What about Gerard Miller? I'm sure fight fans don't know a whole lot about him, Nnamdi. Former kickboxer, is that right?
Yes, former kickboxer. He has 20 knockouts in 23 fights, you know. But like we said before, we laughed about it, that among these 20 knockouts, a lot of them could be Uber drivers, you know. because when we look at those 23 names, we just... no way we can find anybody on that resume to really point out, okay, you have really clashed with a contender. In the top 10 division of the heavyweight, he has the worst ring record in terms of resume, who has he fought. Nobody we can pinpoint, okay, this cat, the guy we can say, okay, he gave you a good fight. So really has not really proven himself to fight fans in America. But he's a big talker, and a big talker will make you run out of your house, Sonny.
I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. I'm talking with Nnamdi Hollywood Moeta, our reigning prince of pugilistics, about some of the latest developments in the fight game. Namdi, this fight for Anthony Joshua, what does it do in terms of a future fight with Deontay Wilder?
Well, Sonny, a future fight with Deontay Wilder can still happen in 2019. But Anthony Joshua must not struggle with Gerald Miller. Anthony Joshua must go in there and take out Gerald Miller in front of the American audience. If that happens, we're still waiting to see what will happen between Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder. And on the other hand, Anthony Joshua and Gerald Miller could become a very boring fight. It could become a fight what we call jab and grab and lean on me. And if that happens for 12 rounds, Sonny, selling Anthony Joshua to the American fight fans will be very difficult. If he allows the big guy, look, his last fight in Gerald Miller, Gerald Miller weighed 360 pounds, Sonny. If he weighs 360 pounds at the weigh-in, the fight night, he may be scaling close to 380 pounds, Sonny. So you don't allow a guy like that to hang around the ring for long. You don't allow a guy like that to lean on you, because if he leans on you for 12 rounds, Sonny, I bet you one thing, at the 12th round, you're going to have spaghetti legs, Sonny.
Well, Namdi, why did AJ choose New York instead of Las Vegas, where there's big gambling money that can prop up the fight?
Well, AJ was there when Canelo fought his last fight, and Canelo against Rocky Fielder, and Canelo sold out Madison Square Garden. AJ was really, really hyped to see the energy, the crowd that came out for Canelo. And the fact that the date, remember they had a date at Wembley in April, April 13th. And if you're going to fight at Wembley, you have to bring a reliable opponent that will bring the fans out. We are talking about an arena in Wembley that holds 90,000 people, son, you know that. You cannot just bring a Joe Blow or a Gerald Miller to Wembley and say, okay, 90,000 fans will come out. So once the deal with Deontay did not work, the deal with Dillian White did not work, the best way is to go across the pond and bring Showtime to America.
Well, Namdi, we'll continue to track AJ and Gerard Miller as AJ gets ready to make his debut here in the States. But earlier you mentioned Tyson Fury, the Gypsy King, and you might say the Gypsy King has signed a royal contract with ESPN. Tell our VOA listeners about that.
Well, Sonny, if you remember before the fight in Los Angeles, we were all laughing at Tyson Fury. Some people even called him a bomb for after winning the fight with Klitschko, dealing with substance abuse, dealing with alcohol, dealing with mental health. And then, bang, the fight in Los Angeles. And a lot of people felt he won that fight. A lot of people felt that he was wronged by calling the fight a draw. Guess what happened? And now ESPN shows up. ESPN offers him a five-fight deal at $100 million-plus dollars, Sonny. In Hollywood, we call that crazy paper, bro.
Crazy paper, for sure. Well, this crazy paper, Namdi, Fury now aligned with ESPN, and Deontay Wilder, I think, is with Showtime. How does that affect a rematch, Tyson Fury, Deontay Wilder 2?
Sonny, remember, before ESPN stepped into the picture, they were close to announcing May 18th for the rematch at Barclays Center in Brooklyn. By ESPN stepping into the game now, that date is out. They are renegotiating the rematch because ESPN is bigger than Showtime. Let me give you an example. The audience for Showtime, which is owned by CBS, is 27 million. The audience for ESPN and ESPN Plus, that's their platform they have, is 80 million plus. Guess who has more money? ESPN has more money, and Bob Arum has made an offer to Deontay Wilder to fight Tyson Fury, but that fight is not going to happen right away. This is what they are looking at. They are looking at Tyson Fury fighting some guy in June, and Deontay Wilder fighting another guy in July. Then we come for the rematch we're all expecting in October. And that's huge. When we talk about a $100 million five-fight deal, that means you're breaking it down to like $20 million per fight. The question becomes, this is what all fight fans are asking. So ESPN is going to pay him, pay Tyson Fury $20 million to fight a bomb on ESPN? We don't know.
Well, who are some of the likely opponents for Tyson Fury with this new ESPN contract, Namdi?
Well, there are a couple of guys there, but these are no big names. Joseph Parker from New Zealand, Kuprov, Pulev, Povetkin, and yeah, but these are not the guys you're going to pay $75 on a pay-per-view. Those guys belong to the regular TV. So by ESPN dropping $100 million and then expecting the fight fans to pony up $75 just to see him fight like Joseph Parker, that may not happen. So, but if it's a build-up to the mega fight for the rematch with Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder, yes, the fans will bite. But until then, we don't know what's going to happen.
I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. I'm talking with Namdi Hollywood Mueta, our reigning prince of pugilistics, about some of the latest developments in the fight game. Namdi, stay on the line. I'm going to give a few National Basketball Association scores. You talked about AJ fighting Miller at Madison Square Garden. That's the home court of the New York Knicks in the NBA. The Knicks win their first home game at Madison Square Garden since December 1st. It's been a tough season to be a Knicks fan, but they beat the San Antonio Spurs on Sunday at Madison Square Garden, 130-118. And in two other results, the Denver Nuggets beat the Los Angeles Clippers 123-96. And the Orlando Magic, they were 113-98 winners on the road against the Toronto Raptors. Namdi, one of the big basketball stories out of Africa recently was how the NBA is going to basically back a Basketball Africa League tipping off in January 2020. The International Basketball Federation, FIBA, also has expressed its support for this new Basketball Africa League, a professional league. What's your reaction, Namdi, to that new Basketball Africa League?
Sonny, this is way overdue. Look at the talents we have in Africa. Look at all the big men we have in Africa, the big boys coming out of Africa. Maybe this will take the minds of all the youngsters and all the people in Africa out of this Premier League. They've gone crazy with Sonny, man. We need this basketball league 10 years ago. I've looked at the Premier League and all the craziness about Manchester United, Chelsea, and all this. Now that we have this league coming alive in Africa, it's going to do a lot for the young ones, and it's going to feed right into the NBA. It's a chance for us to see lots of superstars coming out of the continent. And I hope as this league develops, television in Africa will come behind this league and show these games in Africa. I mean, yeah, it's okay to watch NBA games coming out of Los Angeles or out of Madison Square Garden, but if I'm seeing the league coming out of Lagos or Accra or Senegal or Angola, come on, man, you know, the Africans in the diaspora, we will eat it up. I'm not kidding you, Sonny.
Namdi, arguably the biggest African star in the NBA right now is Joel Embiid of the Philadelphia 76ers. And when I see this guy play, Namdi, it really kind of reminds me quite a bit of Olajuwon, the way he moves on the court. Your thoughts?
Oh, yeah. How about the Greek freak, Sonny? With Milwaukee doing his home thing, you know. About all the things that Manute Bol did in his time, you know. I mean, these young ones in Africa, they have names in the past they can look up to. They have videos of these giants from Africa in the past they can study. So Embiid and Oladipo, and I mean, if you go back even to the college ranks, Sonny, you look at a whole bunch of Senegalese, Sudanese, Nigerians coming up. What will happen when these guys get into the NBA? What will happen when these guys start mentoring the league in Africa? Oh, my God, Sonny, it's going to be huge.
And from a competitive standpoint, Namdi, I know basketball, one of the top American sports, but the way the internationalization of the game has gone, it's going to be fewer spots available, at least in the NBA, for American players, wouldn't you think?
Oh, come on now, Sonny. Go back and look at baseball. Americans not playing baseball. You have all these Dominicans and Cubans coming in. You still have Americans playing baseball. Yeah, but this is a fact of life, you know. I mean, America is a diverse country, man. You know, we can take that away from America. People come from every part of the world to this country and become what they want to be. That's what America is all about. Yeah, Americans will still play basketball. Don't take that away from them. You see how I don't know about Americans playing football. That is what you should worry about, Sonny. I'm talking about American football now because the injuries there and parents are not allowing their kids to play this game now. But the parents will allow their kids to play basketball because that's much easier for them to take, you know. So Americans should worry about kids not playing American football.
I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sonny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. I'm talking with Namdi Hollywood Moweta. Namdi, we'll talk some more boxing, but first, this cycling note from Kigali. Our friend there in the Rwandan capital, Eugene Uwimana, says the Tour de Rwanda got underway on Sunday in Kigali. Eugene says it's an 8-stage race. This is the 11th edition of the Tour de Rwanda. And he says it will feature record elevation this year of 19,336 meters. So those cyclists will be burning up their quadricep muscles as they try to cycle up some of those hills in the Tour de Rwanda. Once again, it's an 8-stage cycling race, and it will end on March 3rd in Kigali. And we look forward to an update down the road from our friend Eugene Uwimana. But let's get back to the boxing ring. Namdi, the...
Sorry, just one addition before you get off the Tour de Rwanda.
Sure.
Imagine what that will do for tourism for Rwanda, Sadi. I mean, you're at home here watching this tour, you're looking at all these beautiful mountains, all green, all these cities, you know, you don't get to see. This part of Africa, they don't show us in the Western media. It's a big win-win for tourism in Rwanda, toward the Rwanda. Big ups to all the organizers, Sonny.
Great, great point, Namdi. So, that should attract more tourists to Rwanda.
Oh, yeah, big time, big time.
So, yes, congratulations with the launch of the 11th edition of the Tour de Rwanda African Cycling. The International Boxing Federation lightweight champion Richard Comey recently made got a hero's welcome, I guess you could say, when he returned home to Accra. Namdi, what happened to Comey's April 12th matchup against the Ukrainian Lomachenko?
Well, the matchup is postponed, but the dates, Lomachenko will still go ahead with the date with Corolla, another fighter. You know, for Comey returning home and pulling that huge crowd, shows right there, Richard Comey is what we call the people's champion, Sonny. The fight fans in Accra, I would say they're the number one fight fans in Africa. You know, I mean, talking about Bukom Arena, the Bukom city itself, they've produced some of the best in Africa, you know. So for them to come out there and salute their champion, knowing how he was wronged in the two losses he had in the game, and then he finally bring in the belt home. And that was a sweet victory because I said it before, Sonny, everybody's talking about this Ukrainian monster that's been knocking out guys. And, you know, Lomachenko is the pound-for-pound best fighter in the world. Yeah, he's good. He's great. But I said it before, and I'm saying it again. When he tangles with Richard Comey, with Richard Comey's hand 100%, I'm not only even guaranteeing a decision, a win, but I'm guaranteeing a knockout. Richard Comey will stop Lomachenko, and the fight war will be shocked. And we come back to Sunny Side of Sports. We said, oh, we talked about this in February, Sunny.
Well, Namdi, any updates on Richard Comey's hand? I know he injured his knuckle. Is he on the mend?
Yes, on the mend. Surgery successful, 8 weeks out. So we're looking at him coming in to start shaking things out in the gym, maybe in April, light workout, and maybe start sparring May or June. And then we look at something in summer. By summer, he's ready to go. And then if Lomachenko's done with his Staples Center fight here in Los Angeles with a win, then it's no need to even take any interim fight. Put the belts on the line. It's all for the marbles, Sonny. The best lightweight in the world will step out of that. And that fight will still end up here in my backyard, Staples Center, Los Angeles.
Namdi, I know you like to take a look at the corners of these various boxers and the management teams. Do you like Richard Comey's corner right now?
I'm very, very happy with the corner right now. They made changes. You know, when we deal with losses in the game, you must make changes. And if you don't make changes and you go back with the same team, that means you did not learn anything from the loss. Richard Comey changed trainers, moves to Brooklyn, and his management team aligned with a very powerful promoter in Lou DiBella. Without these things clicking, you know, in the fight game, Sonny, we have what we call insurance. If a fighter steps into the ring and we're going to ask ourselves, we the aficionados, the gurus of boxing, we say, hey, does he have insurance? If we say, no, he has no insurance, that means the only way he can win the fight is by knockout. The only way. With Lou DiBella in his corner, in Richard Comey's corner, Lou DiBella is a New Yorker. He's been around the game. He knows the game. He was able to fight for Richard Comey to get the world title. Remember, Mickey Garcia avoided Richard Comey. You remember that, Sonny? Mickey Garcia did not want anything to do with Richard Comey, and he moved up to the welterweight division and went for all the money against Errol Spence. You remember that, Sonny?
Yes, indeed. Well, yes. Namdi, Floyd Mayweather and Manny Pacquiao, of course, they both like social media, and I understand they posted some workout videos sort of recently.
Sonny, I keep telling you, man, these guys are businessmen, Sonny. This workout video, the Floyd Mayweather's workout video was him working out in his gym in Las Vegas. He posted it an hour after he posted it on Instagram. Manny Pacquiao posted his own workout video in Manila on Instagram. So what does that tell you, Sonny?
Maybe they want a rematch.
Do you blame them for a rematch? No, you don't blame them because it goes back to what I said, they're businessmen. They know once they tease us and then they come back, we will come to the fight. But Floyd Mayweather said he's getting ready for a July fight, exhibition fight in Tokyo, Japan. And remember the last fight in Japan, you know how much he made? Floyd Mayweather made $9 million for that exhibition on New Year's Eve in Tokyo, Japan. So he's going back to Japan again in July for another exhibition, and he said he's about to pluck in another $15 million, Sonny.
Well, Namdi, as our Straight Talk Africa host, Shaka Sali, likes to say, time is not our ally. But I want to thank you because you have been my ally tonight. Namdi, you are my ally. Namdi Moeta, our reigning prince of pugilistics. Thank you, Namdi.
Thank you, Sonny.
And that wraps up the Sunny Side of Sports. I want to thank Voice of America producer Bill Werkinger. Thanks also to VOA engineer John Dryden. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports.
Want to relax? unwind or charge up? Then listen to Music Time in Africa this weekend. It'll do all that for you and more. I'm Heather Maxwell. I know good music. And Africa is my passion. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for 1 hour of commercial-free Pan-African music of the highest caliber. You get great music, music news, and amazing artist interviews from rising stars to superstars. This listen will take you places. So do it. Join me for Music Time in Africa, your weekend destination.
Hello, Africa. This is James Brotty, host of Daybreak Africa, inviting you to join me every weekday morning at 3, 4, 5, and 6 hours UTC as we bring you the latest in African news, features, and sports. You can also be a part of Daybreak Africa through our listener mail segment by sending your comments and opinions to daybreakafrica@voanews.com. You can also call us and leave us a voicemail at 202-205-9942. That's 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, press the number 25 to leave us your message. Start your day with Daybreak Africa every weekday morning at 3, 4, 5, and 6 hours UTC on the Voice of America.
VOA Africa has built a successful, effective social media strategy through Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and other digital platforms. We are responding to our audience on the African continent and in the global diaspora. We believe in the power of connection and interaction to bring you news that is comprehensive, accurate, and objective. We see the changes in technology as an opportunity to engage with our audiences about the issues that affect them. At VOA Africa, we don't just report the news, we help shape the conversation on the continent. VOA, your trusted source for news and information.
Hello, this is James Butte, Managing Editor and host of VOA's Daybreak Africa show. Join us Monday through Friday at 03, 04, 05, and 0600 hours UTC as we bring you the latest African news, features, and sports. You can also be a part of Daybreak Africa through our mail segment by sending your comments to daybreakafrica@voanews.com. Or you can call us on 001-202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, press the number 25 to leave us your message. That's Daybreak Africa at 03, 04, 05, and 0600 hours UTC, right here on VOA Africa.
VOAAfrica.com.
On VOAAfrica.com. The news updates never stop. Our primary goal is to keep you informed.
VOAAfrica.com, your trusted source for news and information.